Did you have a good time with the Lord last night?
昨天晚上你们是不是跟主有一个美好的时光呢？ Amen.
没有？
有。
有。Did the Lord Jesus bless you last night?
昨天主耶稣有没有祝福你们？
没有。有。How much did he bless you?
他祝福你多少呢？一点点吗？
一点。
一点吗
？No，
很多。
More，
更多。
You want more blessings from the Lord？
你希望从主得到更多的祝福吗 ？Amen。
The rest of the day, Jesus Christ will continuously bless you。
啊，今天呢，在今天当中，主耶稣基督要持续的来祝福你们。
You believe that？
你们相信吗
？Amen。All right, let us turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6.
好，现在就让我们翻开马太福音第六章。
We will continue our study on the Lord's Prayer.
我们继续呢来学习主祷文的祷告。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 9-13.
马太福音第六章九到十一节。
Let us all read these scriptures together.
让我们一起来读这段经文。
一二三。
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Today we are going to study on the fifth point that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us in this prayer.
今天早晨我们就要来教导在主祷文当中的第五点。
Look at verse 12.
让我们来看第十二节。
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts as we forgive others of their debts.
免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
in teaching us this point to pray in the Lord's Prayer,
在主祷文当中，主在这一点上面来教导我们祷告。
The Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us how to approach Him.When we have disobeyed him or did not live up to his expectation.
在这一点上面，主耶稣教导我们，当我们没有顺服他，我们没有行走在主耶稣基督旨意的时候，我们要怎么样来到耶稣的面前？
Let us start off this study by asking a question.
所以当我们开始这个教导的时候，让我们来问自己一个问题。
Why do we need to pray this prayer?
为什么我们需要这样子的祷告？
Why do we need to pray for forgiveness?
为什么我们需要为赦免来祷告？
Firstly,
首先，
Sin alienates us from the presence of God.
因为呢，首先罪拦阻我们进入神的同在。
Sin blocks God's face from looking at us.
罪拦阻神的面来看见我们。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2 says,
在那个以赛亚书第五十九章第九节那边讲到，
Sin blocks God's ears from hearing our prayer.
罪呢拦阻我们听罪拦阻了神听见我们的声音。
Knowingly or unknowingly, every day we commit sins.
所以呢有时候呢我们知道或者是在不知不觉当中每天我们都在犯罪。
When we commit a sin,
当我们犯罪
or an act of disobedience,
或者呢我们呢有一些是不出于顺服的行动，
that disobedience breaks the fellowship between us and God.
所以这样的一个不顺服呢，就拆毁了我们跟神之间的团契跟交通。
First John chapter 1 verse 7 and 8 tells us,
在约翰一书第一章第七节第八节那边讲到，
We have fellowship with God.
我们呢是与神相交。
God is light.
神他是光。
And there is no darkness in him.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
So if we say we have fellowship with him,
所以如果我们说我们与神相交，
and we live in darkness,
却在黑暗里行，
we cannot fellowship with him.
我们就没有办法与神有真正的相交。
Sin brings about a darkness within us and we cannot fellowship with Him.
因为罪带来黑暗，黑暗拦阻了我们跟神之间的交通。
So when we disobey God,
所以当我们不顺服神，
when we miss God,
当我们就是错失了神的旨意，
it breaks the fellowship.
他就把我们跟神之间的团契给打破了。
But it doesn't break the father and child relationship.
但是他并没有破坏我们跟神这样的一个父亲和儿女的关系。
You must understand this very well.
这一点一定要非常了解。
When you disobey God,
当你不顺服神，
when you miss God,
当你就是错失神的旨意，
when you sin against God,
当你就是得罪神，
when you go far away from God,
当你就是远离神，
it doesn't break the father-child relationship.
这并不会改变你跟神仍然是父亲跟儿女的关系。
But only the fellowship is broken.
只是你跟神之间那样的一个交通的关系呢，就打破了。
In Luke chapter 15,
在路加福音第十五章，
the Lord Jesus Christ tells us a very beautiful prayer about the loving father and the prodigal son.
在那个地方，主耶稣基督教导我们看到一个非常慈爱的父亲跟那个浪子的一个祷告。
The father loved the son very much.
那个父亲这样的爱这个儿子。
But the young man.Disobeyed the father.
可是呢，这个孩子呢，他不顺服他的父亲。
And he wanted to go on his own way.
他就是想要走他自己的路。
The father's heart was broken.
所以呢，父亲的心碎了。
He went to live a very, very sinful life.
因为呢，这个孩子呢，过着一个非常罪恶的生活。
Did the father tell him, "From now onwards, you're no more my son"?
有没有那个父亲有没有跟他说，从今以后我们断绝父子关系？
He said that.
他有没有这样说？
No,
没有。
He didn't say that.
没有这样子说。
Every day the father was waiting patiently.
每一天，这个父亲都很耐心的等候他。
Today my son will come back.
今天我的孩子会回来。
Tomorrow my son will come.
明天我的孩子一定会回来。
Day after tomorrow my son.
大后天他一定会回来。
Every day he patiently was waiting.
每一天他都很有耐心的等候这个孩子。
The day the son came.
所以有一天呢，当这个孩子回来了，
the moment the father saw his face,
一当这个父亲看到这孩子的脸，
did the father say, "Why did you come back?"
那个父亲有对儿子说，你怎么回来了？
Did he say like that?
他这样说吗？
没有。Why didn't he say that?
那他怎么说呢？
The father could say that.
那个父亲是这样说，
because that boy brought great shame to the father.
因为呢，这个孩子呢，为这个父亲带来极大的羞耻。
It did not break the relationship.
即使如此，并没有断绝父子的关系。
Amen.
Amen.
The father-son relationship was not broken.
这个父子的关系并没有被切断。
That relationship cannot be broken.
因为这样的关系是永远无法切断的。
In the same way,
同样的，
when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior,
当你接受主耶稣基督成为你个人的救主，
the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
we have become the children of God.
你就已经成为上帝的孩子。
That relationship cannot be broken.
所以这样的关系是永远不能断绝的。
Amen.
Amen.
This into your heart.
他是这样在你的心里。
God is my father.
就是天父，他是我的父。
I'm his son and daughter.
我就是他的儿子，他的女儿。
No devil can steal that relationship.
仇敌也不能够偷去这样的关系。
Amen.
Amen.
No matter how far away we live from God.
不管我们是何等的远离神。
The moment you are full of sorrow.
每当你一开始在你的里面开始充满忧虑忧伤，
you say, "Papa, forgive me."
你说爸爸原谅我。
Immediately,
立刻的，
he put his arms around you.
父亲立刻环绕你。
Why?
为什么？
Because you are his son.
因为你就是他的儿子。
Because you are his daughter.
你就是他的女儿。
That relationship doesn't break.
所以这样的关系是不能断绝的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at how the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray this prayer.
所以我们来看看主耶稣怎么样教导我们在这一点上祷告。
He says, "Forgive us our debt."
他说免我们的债。
What is a debt?
什么是债？
A debt is something that you owe to somebody.
什么叫债？就是你欠别人一些东西。
Let's say I borrow money from you.
比如说我向你借钱。
So I am in debt.
所以我就负债。
If I borrow money from you,
如果我向你借钱，
I cannot just simply keep quiet and don't pay you back.
我不可能就在那边平平安安的坐着不把钱还给你。
I must pay you back.
我一定要把钱还给你。
是不是？
是不是？
When you borrow money from somebody,
那如果你跟别人借钱
，that money doesn't belong to you，
那个钱也不是属于你的。
You must return it back，
你一定要把它交回来。
You have an obligation to return it back，
你就是有个义务要去还债。
You want to start a business，
你要开始这个生意。
You go to the bank in Taiwan，
你去到台湾的银行。
Said I want $1 million Taiwan dollar，
啊，我需要100万的那个台币。
So the bank gives you the money.
然后呢，那个银行就借贷给你。
And the bank makes a contract with you.
然后那个银行就首先跟你做立合约。
Every month you must pay this amount until you pay back your debt.
每个月你要付多少钱，一直到你完全付清为止。
Can you tell the bank no, I don't want to pay you back?
你可以告诉银行经理说不，我不想还回来。
可以吗？
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 不可以。
可以吗？
可以吗？可以。
When I talk Taiwanese, then you wake up.
当我讲台语的时候，你们就清醒过来了。
SIB
可以吗？
可以。
可以。
So you must pay back.
所以你一定要还清啊。
In the same way,
同样的
，Jesus Christ taught us.
耶稣告诉我们
，Forgive us our debts.
就是要免我们的债。
But look at Luke chapter 11 verse 4.
但是在路加福音第十一章第四节
，The same prayer Jesus Christ teaches there.
那个在那个地方，主耶稣也有相同的教导。
But there, instead of the word debts, he used another word.
但是呢，在那个地方他没有用债这个字。
The word sins is mentioned.
那个是用罪吗 ？Sins 罪 ，Yeah.
It's not sin singular.
Yeah, 不是一个单一的罪。
It is sins plural.
是用复数很多的罪。
Why Jesus Christ did not say forgive us our sin?
为什么主耶稣没有说赦免你某一个罪？
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
the sin singular belongs to our old nature.
那个单数的那个罪呢，是在我们这个天然人的本性里头。
That is before you accepted Jesus Christ as your savior.
像那样的罪呢，是在你还没有接受主耶稣基督之前的那样一个罪恶的本质。
Then you had a sin problem.
然后呢，你就接下来你就有罪的问题。
After you become a child of God,
当你成为上帝的孩子
，the sin nature has been removed.
那样的一个罪的本质的生命已经被拿走了。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15 says.
在那个哥林多后书五章十七节那边说
，We have become a new creature in Christ Jesus。
在基督耶稣里面，我们成为新造的人。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says。
在那个彼得前书第一章第三节说
，You have put on the divine nature of God。
你已经在你的里面已经有上帝神圣的性情。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22 and 23 says。
然后彼得前书一章二十二、二十三节说
，The seed of God is in your heart。
就是那个上帝的 the seed,
seed,
seed. 那个上帝的种子在你的里面。
That seed of God in your heart cannot cause you to sin anymore.
因为神的道、神的种子在你的里面，叫你不能犯罪。
Because that seed of God is a pure word of God.
那个上帝的种子什么呢？是上帝纯净的道。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5 says.
然后在箴言三十章第五节说
，The word of God is very pure.
神的道是全然洁净的。
And the Bible also says.
那圣经也说
，First John chapter 3 verse 5.
那是在约翰一书三章五节。
Jesus Christ is pure.
讲到说耶稣基督是圣洁、是洁净的。
In Him there is no sin.
在他里面毫无罪恶。
So when that Jesus, the Word, the Seed comes into your heart.
所以当耶稣道这样的一个种子在你的里面
You have no more a sin problem
你再也没有罪的问题
Amen
Amen
We are clean in the eyes of God
我们在上帝的眼中是洁净的
But in our everyday walk
但是在我们每天行走的道路上面
We make mistakes
我们可能会犯错误
We commit sins
我们呢会去犯很多的罪
So that sinsIs different from sin.
所以呢，这个我们犯的这个罪，这个多复数啊，跟那个罪恶的本质呢，罪是不一样的。
That is why the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray this prayer.
所以这就是为什么耶稣基督要我们做这样一个祷告。
Forgive us our sins.
求你赦免我们的罪。
If it was just a sin problem,
如果它是那个原罪的问题
，That is our old nature.
那只是我们那个原本老旧人的本性。
God would have never taught us to pray this prayer.
神他不会要我们为将来祷告的。
Because if God is your father,
因为神他是你的父。
You have no more sin problem.
你不再会有这个罪，这个原罪的问题。
So it is sin.
而是呢，那个罪就是犯各样的罪。
Now let's come back to the original word debt.
那让我们回到就是这个债这个原文的含义。
Why the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Please forgive us our debts."
为什么耶稣要说求你免了我们的债？
Now this is very very important.
那这个非常重要。
To understand why the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray like that.
为让我们能够明白为什么主耶稣要我们做这样的祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
forgive us our debts.
免我们的债。
I tell you that means what you owe someone.
刚才我讲到债就是你欠了别人什么东西。
A debt is not only the forgiveness of sins,
那债不是只是就是赦免罪，
but also the forgiveness of the consequences of the sin,
而是持续不断的去饶恕那些罪行。
Let me give you a small, simple example for you to understand that.
现在我给你们一个简单的例子，让你们能够明白。
Let's say there is a small little boy here.
让我们说这边有一个小男孩。
And he committed a mistake.
然后呢，他犯了错误。
So in anger.
所以在愤怒中。
The father slapped him.
那个父亲就打了他一巴掌。
Now the father slapped him to punish him.
然后因为呢，父亲打他一巴掌要惩罚他。
That act.
那这样的一个行动。
Is a sin.
是就是罪。
Why it is a sin?
为什么它是个罪呢？
Firstly,
第一个，
disciplining a child is not a sin.
就是管教孩子不是罪。
We should discipline our children.
我们应该要管教我们的孩子。
The Bible teaches very clearly.
因为在圣经上面清楚地告诉我们，
You spare the rod, you spoil the child.
如果呢，你放纵孩子，你不可以放纵孩子，惯坏孩子。
Small children cannot, we cannot talk sense to them.
所以呢，我们
Sorry.
那因为小孩子你有时候没有办法跟他讲道理。
Their minds are not matured yet to understand.
因为他们的心思尚未成熟，不能够理解。
So we use a rod to teach them.
所以呢，必须用杖来管教他。
When they grow older,
那当他们越年长，
a rod may not be necessary.
那个杖可能就不需要了。
You can talk to them.
你可以开始对他说。
But you spoil the rod, you spoil the child.
但是呢，如果呢，你就是出去，就是没有去这样管教他的话，你就宠坏他。
Many, many precious little children are spoiled beyond correction because the parents have forgotten to discipline them.
有很多宝贵的小孩子，就是因为父母疏忽管教，就把他们宠坏了。
Several years ago, I was in Australia.
那我还记得几年以前我在澳洲。
So one Chinese woman from Malaysia brought her little son to me for prayer.
那有一个从马来西亚来的一个中国的妇女呢，把她的小孩子带来给我祷告。
3-year-old boy.
是三岁的小男孩。
Yes, she brought him.
然后她就把他带来。
She told the boy.
然后
他 told me.
他告诉我说。
Please pray for my son.
请你为我的儿子祷告。
I said, "All right, bring him here."
我说好，把他带来。
So she told the boy.
然后就把孩子带来
Darling,
他说亲爱的
Come,
来
Let the man of God pray for you.
让神的仆人为你祷告。
The boy put his hands like that.
可是呢，他就这样双手交叉，
不是，
不要。
Oh, 不要。 And the mother again she said, My beloved son.
可是呢，妈妈又说
Come,
亲爱的孩子来啊。
He said, 不要。
他说不要。
Then the mother went down on her knees.
然后呢，这个妈妈就跪下来。
Now the whole scene I was watching them.
那我整个情况我都看见了。
Say, my dear son.
我亲爱的孩子。
你来。
来吧。
来。
来。
Let's go and pray.
来来祷告。
Then you know what the boy did.
你知道那个孩子怎么做吗？
Slap the mother.
啊，竟然打了妈妈一个耳光。
And the mother hold the boy's hand.
然后那个妈妈就抓住孩子。
No, you shouldn't do like that.
哎呀，你不可以这样子做。
A good boy.
你是好孩子。
Come.
来。
不要，
不要。
Again, he slapped the mother.
然后再次打妈妈。
So I was watching all this.
我就这样整个都看着。
I was thinking in my heart.
我心里就想了。
You stupid mother.
你这个愚蠢的妈妈。
是不是？
是不是
？Instead of beating the boy.
没有去用。 就是来打这个孩子管教他。
Oh, you darling.
还这样子摸他，亲爱的，亲爱的。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗？
Half an hour I was standing there.
那半个钟头我站在那个地方。
The mother was still begging and begging him.
然后那妈妈仍然在祈求这个孩子。
So I told her.
所以我就告诉这妈妈。
Woman.
我说，姐妹。
First learn to discipline your child.
首先你先管教你的孩子
Then you bring before prayer.
然后你再把他带来祷告
Till the end the boy never came.
那一直到最后结束这个孩子都没有来
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
We must discipline our kids.
我们要学习管教我们的孩子
Now that is different.
那这是不同的
But when you boil with anger and you beat your children,
可是呢当你开始在愤怒当中呢你来打这个责打小孩
That is wrong.
那这就错了
One day I was praying.
有一天我在祷告。
An angel of God appeared into my room.
然后呢，神的天使出现在我面前。
And he gave me a beautiful understanding on how children must be brought up in the fear of God.
然后呢，神忽然给我一个非常美好的启示，让我知道如何要使一个孩子从小能够敬畏神。
And that day he showed me.
那天他向我显示
，Children should be disciplined.
啊，教他说孩子必须要被管教。
But a parent must never ever discipline their children out of anger.
但是呢，一个父母呢，绝对不可以在愤怒当中来管教小孩。
When you discipline out of anger,
如果你在你的管教是出于愤怒
，You are not correcting the child.
那你并不是在纠正孩子。
You are just torturing the child.
你是在折磨小孩。
Many parents are guilty of that.
很多的父母亲都因为这样有罪恶感。
When the children make a mistake, they keep quiet.
那每次呢，当那小孩就是做错了，他们就安静。
The mistake, they keep quiet.
然后这是第二个错误，保持安静。
The mistake, they keep quiet.
然后第三次呢，又保持安静。
The mistake, they keep quiet.
然后第四次也是一样。
One fine day.
然后终于到有一天。
Beat the child.
他们就是打那个孩子。
All the mistake he did.
然后呢，就是那一顿打，就是打他过去所有的错误。
Father, mother fight.
然后呢，父母亲打架。
And they beat the child.
吵架，然后他们就打孩子出气。
对不对？
对不对？
对。I know you do that.
啊，我知道你们有这样做。
Because when I was growing up, I was like that also.
因为在我的成长过程当中，我也曾经有相同的遭遇。
Got beaten like that.
然后呢，就是被这样打。
That is wrong.
这是错的。
That is wrong.
这是错的。
This angel told me.
那在神的天使告诉我。
When that happens.
当这样的事情发生。
The angels are appointed to look after children.
你知道天使是来照顾小孩子的。
You can read about that in Matthew chapter 18.
你可以看那个马太福音第18章。
From the day a little fetus begins to get formed in the mother's womb.
就是当那个孩子呢在母亲的子宫里面腹内成型的时候
The moment a woman discovers that she's pregnant
一当那个母亲发现她怀孕了
An angel is appointed to look after the baby
就有天使已经被差派来看顾这个小朋友
And suppose the baby dies
所以假设那个孩子死了
Some women have miscarriage
有些妇女她们流产
And then some babies die for some reasons after birth
或者呢有些孩子她们出生之后因为某些原因死亡
And the angels who are appointed to look after them
那些被差派保护她们的天使
will carry the child up to heaven
就把这孩子带到天堂
And there the children There is a special place in heaven just for children.
然后在天上有一个地方就是专门给孩子的。
There these older angels will act like mothers.
然后这些天使就像妈妈一样。
And the children will grow up.
然后就照顾这些孩子，让他们长大。
Many years ago,
多年以前
I was in a dear family friend's house in America.
我在美国一个很亲近朋友的家里。
Their little grandson was born with a defective heart.
然后呢就是他们的那个孙子出生但是有那个心脏的问题
When he was 17 months old
在他17个月大的时候
One day this boy was playing and then suddenly he dropped and turned blue
然后就是有一天这孩子忽然之间呢就是发作然后就倒在地上整个都发紫
The mother took him to the hospital
然后妈妈就赶快把他带到医院
Before she went to the hospital, she called me and asked me to pray.
然后在她去医院之后，她就打电话给我，请我为他们代祷。
So I was praying very hard for the boy.
所以我就很全心的为这个小男孩祷告。
After 2 hours,
然后两个小时之后
I was still praying,
我仍然在祷告
I saw an angel in my room,
然后我就看到一个天使出现在我房间
and the angel was carrying the boy in his hand,
然后这个天使抱着这个小男孩在他手中
so when I look at the angel,
然后我看着那天使
so I asked the angel,
我就问那天使
how come you're carrying the boy?
我说你怎么能够抱着这个孩子
the boy belongs to the mother,
这个孩子是属于那个母亲的
the angel looked at me,
然后那个天使看着我
smile,
就是微笑
the angels are also like Jesus,
那个天使也像耶稣一样
They all smile
常常微笑
Everybody in heaven always smile
然后在天堂每个人都微笑
Except for Michael the angel
除了那个米迦勒以外
They always have a very fierce look
他有一个非常严肃的表情
Everybody else are full of smiles
其他的人都充满微笑
The angel told me
然后呢天使告诉我
I am taking this boy home
我要把这个小男孩带回家了
I said no you cannot
我说不行啊你不可以
The mother needs this boy
我说那妈妈需要这个孩子
Again the angel smiled
可是那个天使又笑了
No no
不行不行
I have to take this boy home
我要把这个孩子带回家
再见
再见
The angel disappeared
然后天使就消失了
The next moment
然后接下来
I received the call
我就接到电话
The boy had died
那个孩子死了
I never told the mother I already know all that
我从来没有告诉那母亲说我已经知道了
She was already crying
因为她一直在哭了
But when I went for their funeral
然后当我去参加葬礼
I called the mother and father
然后我就叫这对父母
I told them what I saw
我告诉他们我所看见的
Their hearts were very comforted
然后那时候他们的心得到很大的安慰
So these angelsLook after the children.
所以你知道天使是看顾小朋小孩子。
So the angel told me.
所以那天使告诉我。
When parents beat the children out of anger.
当父母在愤怒当中来打孩子。
The angel who are looking after the children.
那个天使看顾小孩。
Will become very very sad.
天使就会非常的悲伤。
And it grieves the heart of God.
然后天父的心也在忧伤。
So understand today.
所以一直到今天
You should discipline your children
你要了解就是你要管教你的孩子
If you need to use the rod to discipline Go ahead and do that
如果你需要用杖来管教你就是去管教吧
But not out of anger
但是不要在愤怒当中或出于愤怒来管教
I have three nephews
我有三个侄子
And when the boys make a mistake
当那些孩子们犯错
I'm always the discipline master in the family
然后
Discipline master. My two sisters love their children very much. I'm sorry, I have actually four nephews.
那对不起，因为我有四个侄子。
One boy just came 2 months ago.
然后因为还有一个侄子两个月之前出生了。
I'm always used to saying three.
所以呢，因为我常都说三个，所以忘了。
I always forget the fourth boy who just came.
忘了那个现在才刚出生的第四个。
So when these boys make a mistake,
所以当这些孩子们犯错
their mothers will call me.
那他妈妈就打电话给我
These boys have made a mistake.
说这个孩子犯错了
Please talk to them.
请你告诉他们
I'll call them, come here.
所以我就叫他们过来
They know as soon as they come.
一当他们来的时候
They're going to get some beating.
他们知道他们一定要被打
As soon as they come.
一当他们来的时候
Before I say anything.
还没有说任何话
They cry.
他们就哭啊一直哭啊
Automatically the tears will flow like rivers.
自动的那个眼泪就像水流一样一直流出来。
So I asked them,
我就问他们
Why are you crying?
你为什么哭啊
Because you are going to beat us.
因为你准备要打我了。
But I tell them, but I didn't beat you.
我说我没有打你啊。
We have faith you are going to beat us.
我们相信你一定会打我们的。
So when the children cry like that, how to beat them?
可是当孩子这样哭的时候，你怎么打得下去？
So I tell them, don't make mistake again.
我说好，你不要再犯错了。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But when you beat the child,
当你打孩子的时候
，out of anger,
是出于愤怒。
The children will get hurt.
那么孩子会受伤。
Am I correct?
对不对
？They'll get angry.
因为你里头愤怒。
See, these are the two things here.
所以在这里有两件事。
Firstly, by beating out of anger.
第一个就是你在管教的时候是出于愤怒。
The Bible says,
圣经说
be angry but sin not.
他说，你可以生气，但是不要犯罪。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Anger is an emotion.
因为生气是一个情绪的表达。
A human emotion.
是我们人性的这样的一个情绪表达。
It is natural to feel angry.
所以呢，很自然的，就是生气是很自然的。
Don't carry out that anger.
但是呢，你不要一直带着愤怒，带着生气。
When you carry out the anger, it becomes a sin.
因为当你呢，就是一直持续在这个生气，而且在生气中执行一些事情的话，那就是罪了。
When you beat your child out of anger, you sin against God.
所以呢，你这样很愤怒的在生气中来打孩子，那你就得罪神。
So that we pray, God forgive us our sins.
所以在这时候我们就说主啊你要为我这样一个犯罪的行为我要求你赦免
Then why pray forgive us our debts
那为什么说要祷告说免我们的债呢
By beating a child out of anger you owe who something
当你在愤怒当中击打小孩子的时候你就欠某人某些东西
Who do you owe what
你到底欠谁欠他什么东西
Remember the child that you beat
你要记得那个被你打的小孩子
He's hurt
他受伤了
He's angry
他也愤怒
So you have to ask for his forgiveness
所以你必须要向这个小孩子祈求他的饶恕
In our Asian culture this is difficult for us to understand
啊，你知道在亚洲的文化当中这个让我们难以理解
Because we Asian people feel pride
因为我们亚洲人有我们的骄傲
How can I go and ask my child for forgiveness
我怎么可以去到我的儿女面前跟他们说对不起呢
是不是
是不是
对不对
对不对
对
对
But in a love relationship
但是在一个爱的关系里面
By doing that
当你这样做
You will win the respect of your children
当你这样做的时候反而你赢得你儿女的尊敬
This is what Jesus Christ taught us
这是主耶稣基督教导我们的
Forgive us our debts
免我们的债
You sin against God
你得罪神
and you hurt the child
或者你伤害了小孩子
so you're praying
所以你祷告
Father please forgive me my debts
父神啊求你免我的债
I sin against you
我得罪了你
and I also caused a hurt to this boy
而且呢我也伤害了这个小男孩
so forgive my sins
所以神啊求你饶恕我的罪
and forgive my debt
而且饶恕我的免我的债
do you understand this prayer
你们能够了解这个祷告了吗
没有
还不了解
好不了啊，
还不了解，
还不了解。My dear brothers and sisters，
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，We forgive. This is a very powerful prayer the Lord Jesus taught us.
这里是神教我们一个大有能力的祷告。
Now why did Jesus taught us this prayer？
为什么耶稣基督要我们这样祷告
？Why this particular prayer？
那为什么是这样一个特别的祷告
？Sin brings about disobedience against God。
因为呢罪会带来对神的不顺服
When we commit a sin
当我们就是犯罪
We feel condemned in our heart
我们犯罪的时候我们里面就觉得定罪
We dare not look at the face of God
我们再也不敢看上帝的脸
Have you felt like that?
你们有没有过这样的经验
有没有
有没有
有
有
When we sin we miss God
当我们就是犯罪错失神的旨意
We are afraid to look at his face
我们很怕看见神
Even Adam did that
甚至亚当也一样
After he committed sin
当他犯罪了
He dare not see God
他不敢去见神的面
He ran and hid behind some bushes
他跑走而且躲在树丛里面
He was afraid to look at God
因为他很怕看见神
Why?
为什么
Because of the feeling of guiltiness
因为在里面有罪恶感
Because we feel condemned in our heart
因为在我们的心里面觉得被定罪
Does God condemn us?
神会定我们的罪吗
有没有
有没有
Does God condemn us?
神会将定我们的罪控告我们吗
If God doesn't condemn us How come we feel condemned?
如果神他不定我们的罪他不控告我们为什么我们会有这样的感觉呢
My dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
The Bible tells us very very beautifully and clearly
在圣经里面很清楚的而且很美好的告诉我们
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 20 and 21
在那个约翰一书三章二十二十一节
That God doesn't condemn us
神他并不控告我们
And why? How do we feel condemned?
但是为什么我们常觉得有那种罪恶定罪感
Our own heart condemns us
是因为我们的良心
Our own heart is beating inside us
我们的良心在我们里面控告我们定我们的罪
Our own heart is creating the guilty consciousness
因为我们的良心呢感受到那个错误感受到
罪恶
你犯罪了
You are not worthy to see God's way
哦，你不值得见神的面
You are useless fellow
啊，你是一个没用的人
Our heart condemns us
我们的心在控告定我们的罪
Not God
不是神。
Why not God?
为什么不是神？
Because Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says,
因为在罗马书第八章第一节说，
There is therefore now no condemnation to all those who are in Christ Jesus.
那些在基督耶稣里面的就不被定罪了。
When your life is in God,
当你的生命里面接受了基督，
Once upon a time there was condemnation.
对的，以前曾经有这样的定罪。
Now when you give your life to Jesus,
但是现在你把你的生命献给耶稣，
all the condemnation has been removed.
所有人的定罪就被拿走了。
Now there is no more condemnation.
所以呢，再也没有定罪在那个地方。
When God looks at you,
所以当神看着你，
there is no wall of separation between you and God.
在你跟神之间已经没有那个隔断的墙垣。
Only our heart condemns us.
但是只有我们的心在控告我们。
Why does our heart condemn us?
为什么我们的心会控告我们呢？
Because fellowship.Between us and God is broken.
因为跟神之间的关系破裂了。
So our heart is bringing us into a fellowship with God.
所以我们的心呢，想把我们带回到跟神的关系里面。
For the fellowship to be restored,
好让我们跟神能够恢复交往。
We need to pray.
所以我们需要祷告。
Father, forgive my debt.
父啊，求你免我的债。
Forgive my debt.
免我的债。
I have sinned against you.
啊，我因为我得罪了你。
Forgive me, Father.
请你赦免我父亲。
This is the first reason why it is so important to pray this prayer.
所以这就是为什么我们要做这样祷告的第一个重要原因。
Remember this, my dear brothers and sisters.
还记不记得我亲爱的弟兄姐妹？
When you sin knowingly or unknowingly.
不管呢，你是在有意识当中或不知不觉当中犯罪。
When you're greatly tempted and you fall into sin.
如果你被很大的试探，然后所试探，然后跌入罪里面。
Don't run away from God.
千万不要从神面前离开。
Don't run away from him.
你千万不要从神旁边逃离。
Run to his feet.
你要赶快去到他的脚前。
Hold his feet.
你要抓住他的脚。
爸爸，
爸爸，
please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
When you do that.
当你这样做，
you know what Papa will do?
你知道爸爸会怎么做吗？
He'll look down upon you.
他会看着你，
lift you up.
然后把你抬起来。
Don't cry.
不要哭。
You are my son.
你是我的儿子。
You are my daughter.
你是我的女儿。
I forgive you.
我饶恕你。
Amen.
Amen.
Our Papa will do that.
我们的爸爸会这样做的。
Now there's another reason why we should pray this prayer.
那另外为什么我们要祷告免我们的债的原因？
When we pray this prayer,
当我们这样祷告的时候，
forgive us our debts.
神啊，求你免我们的债。
The Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance some of the sins we may have overlooked or forgotten.
那么圣灵就会开始光照我们，引导我们去看到我们所忽略掉的那些过去所犯的罪。
Now what we think, this is a small mistake.
可能那时候我们觉得只不过一个小小的错误嘛。
It's not a big sin.
啊，不是什么大罪嘛。
That's a small mistake.
只不过小小的错误嘛。
But in the eyes of the Holy God.
但是在神圣的神的眼中，
Remember we pray, Hallowed be your name.
还记不记得我们一开始祷告说，愿人尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed means holy.
什么叫做圣啊？圣洁啊。
Father, you are holy.
父啊，你是圣洁的。
So the holy eyes will see even small sins.
所以神啊，圣洁的眼睛，即使是小小的罪也逃不过他的眼睛。
So when you pray, Father, forgive our debts.
所以当你祷告说，父啊，求你免我们的债。
The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance.
那么圣灵就会挑起你的记忆。
You know, you spoke that word like that.
你知道吗？你曾经像用这样的话来说话。
That hurt that person.
这个话伤害别人。
You ask for forgiveness.
所以你现在要求饶恕。
In the about 40-50 years ago,
大概在四十几年前，
there was a mighty revival sweeping in China.
在中国大陆有一个很大的复兴。
One of the men of God that was mightily used by God is called John Sung.
那在那地方有一个宋尚杰博士，他大大的被神使用。
He was used just like John the Baptist.
他被使用就好像施洗约翰被神使用一样。
Very mighty man of God.
他是一个非常神大能大有能力的仆人。
When he was standing and preaching,
当他站起来传讲信息。
The fire of God will come upon him so strongly.
那神的火是这样大有能力的领导他。
The platform on which he is standing,
他所站的那个讲台
will be burned,
都可以燃烧起来。
As if literally they pour fire on the wood.
好像你就把那个木材丢到火里头一样。
Mighty man of God,
他是一个神大能的仆人。
towards the end of his life.
然后在他生命即将结束,
one day he was praying.
就是有一天他祷告,
Holy Spirit told him.
圣灵就告诉他,
John!
然后说圣王节啊,
you are a robber.
你是一个强盗啊,
he was very shocked.
他非常惊讶,
what do you mean, Holy Spirit?
圣灵啊, 你这是什么意思?
I have never stolen anything from
you. 我从来没有去偷我灵舍的东西。
John!
受伤节啊,
you are a robber.
你是个强盗。
Second time the voice came.
第二次这声音过来了。
What do you mean, Holy Spirit?
圣灵啊, 你是什么意思?
Then the Holy Spirit told him.
圣灵就告诉他,
15 years ago,
15年以前,
you went to preach in this town.
你去某一个城镇传讲信息,
and you were staying with this pastor.
你就住在一个牧师的家,
you wanted to send a letter.
你想要寄一封信,
you borrowed $1 from the pastor for the stamps.
然后呢, 你向这个牧师借了1块钱买邮票,
and you promised to pay back the pastor.
而且你答应要还牧师这个钱,
but you totally forgot that money, John.
可是圣王姐, 你完全忘记这一回事了。
You are a robber, John.
你是个强盗。
See, 15 years passed by.
哇, 15年过去了。
The holy eyes of God looks at everything.
但是神神圣的眼睛看见遍察全地。
When God looks at you,
当神看着你,
any small spot,
很小的点,
the Holy Spirit wants to clean all the small faults.
圣灵他渴望把那些污点都擦干净。
So that when you stand before God,
所以当你站在神面前,
you are spotlessly clean from head to toe.
你是从头到脚完全没有污点的。
See, the Holy Spirit did not condemn him.
所以圣灵并不是要定他的罪。
The Holy Spirit helped him to renounce and ask for forgiveness for that sin.
圣灵乃是要帮助他呢, 开始做一个求饶恕的祷告, 以至于他可以保持洁净。
So after he finished praying,
所以当他结束祷告,
immediately he sent a money order to that pastor.
他立刻寄钱去给那个牧师。
So, Father, Pastor, please forgive me.
他说牧师啊, 请你饶恕我。
15 years ago I borrowed this money.
15年前我借了这个钱。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
this prayer will help us to bring to our remembrance the sins that we forgotten or overlook.
所以呢, 这样的祷告能够帮助圣灵提醒我们我们已经忘记的罪或者我们忽略掉了罪。
The third reason why we should pray this prayer.
那第三个原因为什么我们要做这样的祷告?
When you pray this prayer,
当你做这样的祷告,
Jesus Christ is teaching us to be responsible for the sins and the mistakes that we make.
就是主耶稣基督他要我们学会我们必须对我们的罪负责任。
You cannot say,
你不能这样说,
Oh, I was tempted.
我只不过是被试探嘛。
Oh, you forced me to do that.
是你强迫我这样做的。
You cannot say that.
你不能这样说。
You make a mistake.
你错了。
We must take responsible for that.
你必须为你所犯的罪负责任。
Let me give you one good example.
让我给你们一个例子。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 20 and 21.
在那个创世纪三章二十二十一节。
Sorry, chapter 3 verse 12 and 13.
不是，是在那第三章十二十三节。
You read the story about Adam and Eve after they committed sin.
在那地方你读到就是亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后的事情。
So God asked Adam,
所以神就问亚当,
Who told you you sin?
谁叫你去犯罪的?
Did you eat the fruit that I told you not to eat?
你有没有吃了我叫你不要吃的果子?
What did Adam say?
亚当怎么说?
Yes, Lord.
是的主,
I eat the fruit.
我吃了那个果子。
Please forgive me.
请你赦免我。
Did he say like that?
他是这样说吗?
He said, Lord, not me.
不是，他说主啊，不是我。
This woman,
是那个女人。
This woman you gave,
就是你给我的那个女人。
He pointed a finger at his dear wife.
他赶快就是把那个手指向他亲爱的妻子。
我不是。
不是我。
This my wife,
是我太太。
So he pointed a finger.
他就指着他太太。
You know one beautiful thing about this thing?
你知道吗? 一个美好的事情。
Adam did not only point a finger at his wife.
那个亚当不止呢, 手指指向他的太太。
He also pointed a finger at God.
而且他还把那个手指指向了神啊。
He said, this woman,
他说就是这个女人。
You gave,
你给的。
So he blamed two persons.
所以呢他同时指责两个人。
This woman,
这个女人,
you gave,
还有你啊,
so God look at the woman,
所以神看这个女人,
you woman,
你女人,
why did you do that?
你为什么这么做?
我不是,
不是我,
the serpent,
是那个神,
you made,
你造的,
so God look at the serpent,
所以神看着那个蛇,
poor serpent,
哦，那可怜的蛇
，wouldn't open the mouth，
不能够张开嘴巴说话。
爸爸，
只能说爸爸爸。
The serpent couldn't say，
因为蛇不会说话。
我不是，
不能说我不是。
他
说是你创造的。
You know, once I heard a humorous story like this.
有一次我就听到山上那个幽默的故事。
If Adam and Eve were Chinese,
如果亚当跟夏娃是中国人
，they have never committed sin.
他们就永远不会犯罪。
You know why?
为什么
？Because Chinese people will cut the snake and eat.
因为呢，中国人会去把那个蛇扒皮煮蛇汤来吃。
Chinese people are really very blessed people.
Oh, 中国人真的是蒙福的民族。
You can just comfortably eat anything.
你们就是可以很自在的吃各样的东西。
You Chinese people will be the best missionaries.
我相信你们中国人可以成为最好的宣教士。
Any part of the world you go, you can eat anything.
你们去到世界各地，照样可以吃各样的东西。
The Hindu people are not like that.
印度人不是这样子的。
When I grew up,
当我长大的时候
，I never ate pork.
我从来不吃猪肉。
So even now,
即使到现在
，I have problem eating pork.
我仍然有就是吃猪肉很挣扎。
So I try to eat pork because I'm traveling to so many places.
因为我要去到很多地方，所以我必须尝试学吃猪肉。
But my tongue will never accept.
但是我的舌头从来无法接受它的味道。
I pray for my tongue's healing.
我常常求神医治我的舌头。
But the prayer was never answered.
可是呢，这个祷告到如今还没有蒙应允。
But Chinese people not like that.
可是中国人不是这样子的。
Make you eat.
蛇你们吃。
Crocodile you eat.
What's that?
Crocodile.
哦。
Crocodile in the water.
那个鳄鱼是吗？鳄鱼我们也吃吗？
Some few years ago,
几年以前
in the country called Singapore,
在那个新加坡
crocodile meat was the most famous meat.
鳄鱼肉是最有名的
Every day, hundreds of people were going to eat the crocodile meat.
每天数以百计的人都跑去吃鳄鱼肉
So if Adam and Eve were Chinese,
对呀。